This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, the beginning of hour number two. You got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, who is back.
In your face.
The famous Alec Medford and Tolo Jim, who has won KNC for the day. And he is hanging out with us. It is 11 o'clock. March Madness is beginning. It'll probably actually start in like 8 to 10 minutes. We got Tiff's treat sent up here. That's delightful. And I want to ask you guys, be honest with me. Are you actually going to get any work done today? Not you. You better get work done.
I guess the better question is, are you unemployed or are you just watching midday basketball? That's where you're at right now.
It's a good point.
Most unemployed people, what are they doing today?
People don't talk a lot about the benefits of unemployment.
What is that?
I would say
time on your hands.
Maybe one of those is today to watch college basketball without people hassling you. There's probably bigger issues.
There's a lot of stress that goes into
it.
You're like,
I get that.
How am I going to live?
Now, if you have all of the money, I'm not going to lie, Corey, it kind of sounds like Jim might have all of the money.
Yeah, it does.
Last night, Paul Skeens, one of one MLB rookie debut patch, had been bid up to $780,000. That's nice, because this morning it is at $900,000.
Really?
The auction closes at 9 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
The record for the highest paid amount ever for a Paul Skeens card was $123,000. Now we're up to $900,000. Feels like an easy bet that this card will go past a million, probably go past way past a million. Feels like that kid and his family made the right decision.
What the Pirates offered was awesome.
Like it was.
That was a sweet package of things. Plus, Livy Dunn said that you could hang out in her suite with her. Hey, just come on and hang out with us.
Yes.
We'll have a good time. The season tickets were great. I wonder if they did like a numerical, I don't know, a value on what all that would be, and they were like, it's not even close.
Or do you think it's just that they weren't like born and raised in Pittsburgh? That would be my issue with it.
Weren't they in San Diego?
Yeah.
I think that's where they were.
Yeah.
Over.
So. But like, if I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, or like if it happened here and they're like, you get 30-year season tickets to the Rangers, I feel like I would really have to be like, ooh, let's consider that. But if it's like, hey, you get season tickets to go see the Mets, what the hell do I care about that?
And yeah, I would. I mean, you also add in the, hey, get to meet the player. Like if Skeens, like if DeGrom, he's like, hey, for my card, you get to meet DeGrom. Not a lot of people get to talk to him.
That is very true.
So they'd take advantage of that.
Now, want to know how much work people are going to get done today with the start of the NCAA tournament? I think these are the best 2 days in all of sports, today and tomorrow. But also, I have prop bets for you. Would you like some NCAA tournament prop bets?
I would. From the 904, I'm retired and looking forward to March Madness. It's what I live for. So they're in on it today.
And then from the 469, I can't afford to miss work. Us either. That's why we're here. This is like, I have not worked this time in forever.
I'm surprised you don't haven't already ordered a pepperoni pizza for the whole day.
We're going to have to
wait.
Because
that is usually on your...
Yes. Meat lovers might be the way to go today.
There's something I don't know that happened on the show that you guys are holding back on me that happened this in the 3 days that I was gone.
Oh, yeah. At some point.
You keep saying find out.
You have to wait till one of the commercial breaks. You'll hear the key that will set off the loyalty pledge.
Okay.
That we will all put in place and that Alec hates so very much.
My head hurts.
I'm fascinated by this.
All right. First question. Jim, I'm going to start with you. Which mascot will advance the farthest, the Bulldogs or the Tigers? Now, I could give you the teams, but it's more funny if you just have to guess without knowing any of those teams.
I think the Tigers are going to go further than the Bulldogs.
That's nice. That's good. Because if it's Princeton, then obviously, yeah.
I don't think Princeton made this tournament.
Used to run that potion off?
Yes, and they won games 43-41.
Actually, I think Yale are the Bulldogs.
That is correct.
That are in for Princeton this year.
Now, believe it or not, here are the Bulldogs teams. There's a lot of them. Gonzaga, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Georgia, Mississippi State, Yale, Gonzaga.
Gosh.
And, crap, I forgot the last one. It says Bryant. That's not right. I'll get back to you on that. One more. There's one other team.
Antonio Bryant?
No, not Antonio Bryant. And also not Kendrick Lamar. I don't know if you heard that after I said Drake. For the Tigers, Auburn, Clemson, Memphis, and Missouri.
Bulldog is the most common one, by the way.
That makes sense.
So Bulldog is the most common.
Can't believe it's not Wildcat.
In college. Oh. It might be Wildcats.
Yeah. I get it.
Wildcats, Tigers, Bulldogs, Huskies, Jayhawks.
Oh, Corey, this will give you...
Oh, this includes other things, too. Gotcha. All right.
This will give you insight into the loyalty pledge from the 817 Alec Hates America.
Again?
What?
After that other time?
Oh, what?
Yes, I accidentally said Gonzaga twice. That's why I missed the
other one. I got a great story to tell you in the break.
All right. Do you like the Bulldogs to go further or the Tigers?
I'll go with Jim. Bulldogs.
Jim, which mascot did you pick to go further?
I believe I picked the Tigers.
Mm. I too will go with the Bulldogs.
Well, Jim,
I'm sticking with myself on this one.
You just got part of the show experience right there. There's a scramble to get something that we might have been brought food. Did Corey maybe not listen to your total answer?
I did. I just forgot.
Okay.
I'm going to go Bulldogs, though.
Okay.
Because Gonzaga is going to let me down in the Final Four a bit.
Over-under, how many SEC teams will be in the Final Four? The over-under is 1.5. Do you think there will be more than 1.5 teams from the SEC in the Final Four?
Jim?
No, I think it'll only be one.
Ooh, there can only be one, he says.
Like the Highlander.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say over. I'm going to take the over, just like Jim.
Still not.
Did he not?
No, he didn't. Yeah. But I like the bit that you're doing right now. Alec, want to know if you'd go over under on this, and I have a bonus bet for you to consider. Well, first of all, would you go over or under on 1.5 SEC teams?
Oh, I think I'd go over.
Okay. Now I want you to consider this next step. 25-1 on your money if you think there will be an all SEC Final Four. Those are pretty good odds, man.
I'd throw $50 on
it.
Why not? Absolutely. It's my favorite part of March is finding the random stuff that I can waste money on. So, I think I would do that.
That is a great point. Now, for the purposes of this bet, an upset is defined as the 9 seed through the 16 seed.
Okay.
Even though I know on some of these, the lower seed might be favored.
But otherwise, it could be the higher seed that could be favored.
Really thought there was a sneeze coming. It didn't happen. How many upsets will there be in the first round? Jim has been leading the way on this. So upset is strictly defined as a lower seed winning. Don't worry about the point spread or anything like that. How many upsets will we get in the first round out of those 32 games?
I think 6.
I, too, will go with 6.
Alec?
Yeah, I think I'm there.
Seems high, though.
No, that seems low to me.
Really?
Yes.
7.
I'll go 7.5.
Okay. Well, either way, this bet is catered for you guys because the over-under is 10.5.
Oh, right.
And you guys are pretty under. So this might be a bet for you.
And that was not in just the first round, right?
No, in just the first round.
10 upsets?
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams playing in this thing. I get it.
That's a good point, Corey. There is. Who will be the highest seed to reach the Sweet 16? Not the team, the number. What will be the highest seed to reach the Sweet 16? And
Jim,
if you say 4, I might karate chop you.
I think a 3 seed will be the highest seed.
All right. Now, Jim,
He's, dude, I love Jim. He's in on the show. He knows how this works.
We're going to need to do some mathematical work right here, okay? So if there's 16 teams left.
Right.
And there's four brackets.
Oh.
That means there's at least four teams in everyone. Thus, by definition, it can't possibly be lower than four. Let's try this again. What will be the highest seed to reach the Sweet 16?
Eight.
There you go.
I thought you were talking about the Final Four. So,
are you going to do this to me today too, Jim?
I will.
Are you going to pull a Corey?
Yes! He's part of the show. I like it.
Alec, be ready for our emergency broadcasting protocols. Corey!
11.
Okay.
Was that the right answer?
I mean, the right answer is whatever you feel in your heart.
Was it mathematically
possible.
Was it closer than Jim?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
The highest seed over-under to make the Sweet 16 is 12. All right? So they're predicting, hey, there are going to be big-time upsets.
Wow.
How many number one seeds will reach the Final Four? Now, Jim, your answer cannot be more than four here, okay?
Thank you for the direction.
I'm just kidding.
I got three, but okay. I auto-filled, so.
Okay. Man, which number one did Auburn, Florida, leave out?
Auburn, Florida, Houston, so it left out Duke.
What the hell?
Yeah. Actually, I think I manufactured that and left Duke out on purpose.
Jim, how many number one seeds?
My bracket has one, Duke.
Oh. Over-under is 1.5, so you guys are right on the other side of that. Now, a little bit more math here, Alec. Now I'm going to go to you on this. Don't let me down. What will be the combined seeds for the Final Four teams? So if you just add it up, 1, 1, 3, 8, whatever. What will the combined seeding be for the Final Four teams?
For my bracket, it ends up being 6.
Ooh.
I have three ones and a 3.
From the 817, Jim and Corey are on board to piss off Kevin today, and I am happy.
I'm a fan of Jim's.
Me 3.
Corey?
Uh-huh.
What will
be assuming I listened?
Okay, Jim, what will be the combined seeds of the teams that make the Final Four?
My bracket is 8. A first, two seconds, and a third.
I love it.
Final Four.
You can't say that like you've never heard of the concept before. Final Four?
5.
Okay.
That's because I got three ones and a 2.
You guys are going to like this then. The over-under on this, 11.5.
Wow.
Now, I realize that means one big upset team could pretty much wipe it all out.
Oklahoma.
But maybe.
At 9. Yeah, I mean, like, that could be weird.
Okay, this is for the first round only. What will be the largest margin of victory in the first round?
Man, this is a tough one.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, because I don't know what the traditional blowout is in the first round, but I'm going to say 27.
From the 469, this is how it's going to be today, huh, guys? Jim is here to do radio, not math,
yeah,
Kevin.
That's right.
And he's from the 903.
Math is real life.
I'm in on Jim. He needs to stay. All right. Well,
I'm in. I like
it. It's great. Jim is going to be the new Mike Bassick. I told you on the fly.
Uh-huh.
Fan phenom. All right. I forgot what the question was. The question was largest margin of victory in the first round.
I said 27, Kevin.
Okay. Jim?
30.
Ooh.
Alec?
33.
I feel like we all went over.
You all went under.
What?
The betting folks out there are expecting something crazy to happen. Over under, largest margin of victory in the first round, 38.5. Ooh, that's a lot. I feel like going lower on that's not such a bad idea.
Yeah, I would go lower.
Tough math.
One other prop for you guys to consider. Actually, I've got a couple. Do you think a player will record a triple-double at any point in the entire tournament? If your answer is yes, 5.5 to 1 on your money.
Ooh.
That feels like a shot worth taking, right?
I'll bet $1 on that one.
I think you should. That's
I'll
smart.
Bet 4.
Oh, man.
He might win 20 bucks.
Most points scored by a single player in the first round. You don't have to tell me the player. You don't have to tell me the team. None of that. Just the most points scored in the first round by anybody.
28.
Okay.
35.
That's a good answer.
I was going to go 26.
Jim's all over this one. The over-under is 35.5. So you are right on board with that.
The 817, the question is, though, is Jim single?
No.
I had to look over there. Man, that was a defiant no right there. I like it.
He knew he's on radio, and it's going out over 100,000 watts.
I like it. All right. Would you rather have all the SEC teams or every other team in the tournament?
This is a good one because there are a lot of SEC teams. There's 50,
yes,
right?
And there were 14. I know Texas lost.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're looking at a huge chunk of teams right there.
I think you can hedge your bet on this one, honestly. I really do. I think you can kind of try to hedge here to get to go with both of them. But I'll take the field.
Okay.
I'll take the field.
Okay. Jim, would you go the rest of the field or only SEC teams?
I think the field. I think the SEC is overrated.
Ooh.
They're a football conference.
But sorry, everybody. Not single. So he's got hot sports opinions. Not single, though. Alec, last question for you. Would you take the rest of the field or the SEC?
I agree that the SEC is overrated, but I am also not smart, so I'm going to take the SEC.
Okay. By the way, if you think Drake will pick Drake to win the national championship, that's 25-1. That's not even saying Drake has to win. That's just saying Drake has to pick Drake 25-1.
Why wouldn't he?
Because he knows that they'll lose the Kendricks.
Drake.
If he picks it, though, they're destined to lose because isn't whoever he roots for loses?
That's a good point.